Blog Talk Radio. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great show for you tonight. And I do mean super duper looper great. You're going to enjoy it. The Don S. McClure Show, lifestyle and R&B. That's what the show is. It is produced by Wah, me, Uno. I can't say dos because I'm not number two. I'm number one. And if you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Or you can go to DSMpublications.net and hit the big red on air button. And you'll be listening to the great show in the big talk. No, it's not that kind of big talk. It's not a circus show, Don. It's the live kick the tail, kick the donkey show. Kick the donkey show. We got a lot of great artists for you tonight. We got a special selection by Etta James. I love it. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's a good one. We got Babyface. You know, I'm crazy about that. Where Will You Go? We got Doc Pyle, Shoot Shoot. We've got Kim. We got four or five tracks by Kim. He Loves Me, Jill Scott, Kim, Find Your Way, Kim, Heaven, Kim, I Can't Stop Loving You, Kim. Can I get enough of Kim? We even went back and got an old track, Nat King Cole, When I Fall in Love. And, of course, we got Artilla Draminsen. This young lady created a whole video about swimsuits. And it's a bad track for the guys. So it is 7:06. Let's get the show going. I think we'll start off with, let's see, who's on my board. I want to save some tracks for those people that tune in late, you know, because I want them to not miss some of the great stuff. So I'll tell you what I'm going to play. Let's see. Why don't I do the, no, I want to save that one. Okay, I'm going to play this one. Maxwell, This Woman. How about that? Let's start with that. All right, let's get it on. Like popping the corn. Thank you. And that was Maxwell.
Say that one a bit.
Oh, okay. All right. You know I can't sing. So I was going to do Maxwell, but I'll give y'all a break for a minute. You know, because you know I can cut. And when I say I can cut, I can cut. Maxwell, that's a bad track. Hey, I'm going to jump to a track by my favorite girl, Lela James, Set Me Free. And my board is starting to light up with blue lights, which means people are listening in. So I'm going to start playing some deeper. And just say y'all going, oh my God, it sounds good. This is Lela James. And like I said all the time, like I said, listen to the musicians in the background that help make these tracks. Next track, right, which is going to be one of those Hot stumpers. Anyway, I'm scared of bridges. Terrified. So I'm at a friend of mine's house. Now, this is a while ago. So I don't want to hear nobody saying, see, you always. It ain't like that. Anyway, this was a long time ago in Memphis, right? Now, I have a phobia about bridges. And I'm over a friend of mine's house, and we have a disagreement. So I said, well, forget it. I'll just walk home. Now, I didn't live maybe about, I guess, 20 blocks on 3rd Street. But my friend knows I have a phobia of bridges. So she said, Don, let me take you home. I said, no, I'm going to walk home. So I go down 3rd Street, and I get so far, and there's this huge bridge. Now, my pride won't let me turn around and go back, right? So I said, I'm going to walk over this bridge. So when I got to the top of the bridge, man, my feet locked. I can't go no further. I'm stuck on the bridge with my hand on the rail. And people are blowing, get off that bridge, mister, get off that bridge. So I can't move. I'm like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? So my friend pulls up in the car and says, get your silly self in this car. So I take you home. Yeah, I knew this bridge was down there. You weren't going to get that far. And I'm like, oh, Lord, help me, help me. And I had this dog, right, Maxine. She hated bridges. Maybe that's why I was crazy about her. Maxine was my road dog. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Love and happiness make you do right or make you do wrong.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good. Somebody, there's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Come home early.
Bye.
You know what? I was singing that in the background. Y'all didn't hear me. But I was like, why keep on break up and turn around and make up? I just can't. And when I sing that at the karaoke, somebody said, "Dog, are you singing country and western, or are you singing Al Green from Memphis?" I said, "Listen, see, you're listening to the Don S. McClure show. Oh man, that's my track, though, man. I like me some Al Green, and that's an old track. See, that's the thing about them old tracks, man. You can play them anytime, and people will just say, man, I like that. That sounds good." We got a lot of great tracks for you tonight on the Don S. McClure Show, and my board is lit up with blue lights. Man, people from all over are just tuning in. Hey, I'm going to play this track by somebody that the women just go crazy about. His name is Kim. He's got a track called Find Your Way. And he's got another track called Heaven. I like that track, man. So I'm going to play, it's a toss between I Can't Stop Loving You and Find Your Way. Let me see, what does my producer say? What? Just play some music. Well, I'm trying to find it. Give me a break. All right, I'm going to play Find Your Way by Kim.
So ask yourself this question. Is this how love?
Okay, we back online. Man, I like that guy. You know, Kim, Maxwell. What's that other guy's name? It's a bunch of them, man, that the ladies just go crazy about. We already know Luther in there, but it's a couple other people that they just have to hear. So on Friday, on our lifestyle show, lifestyle and R&B, that's going to be part of our subject at about 7:50. So we'll talk about that. But you know what? I think I'm going to play a requested track by the original, and then I'm going to follow it up with a new version because it was asked for. And they heard it on the show last week. They said, Dad, could you play that again? And who is it by? I said, I don't know. It's by Etta James, At Last. We're going to follow it up with String Space featuring Jade, you know, just to add a little spice to it. And then we're going to take a commercial break and come back. But, man, we are, that book, To Have a Friend, is just selling off the charts. And we got the shirt out, the Author You Should Know, Don S. McClure, Hardest Working Author. Created by Angel Weed in New York, who created the actual shirt. Man, that's deep. With your fans. Say, I'm going to create a shirt for that Don, because he's the man. Okay, let's get to Etta James, and then we'll do String Space. How about that? At last.
At last.
Okay.
Smile. Oh, and then the spell will
They say, woo! Okay. Now, let me give you a little trivia about the song. Because a lot of people sometimes get confused between the great writers of a song and the great performers of a song. Well, anyway, At Last, it was first introduced long before a lot of you were even born, even me. In 1941, it came out in a film called Orchestra Waves, where it was performed by the famous Glenn Miller and his orchestra. The Miller version of the song, I mean, when it hit the charts in 1942, it rose up to be the number two song on the charts. And since then, At Last has gone to be one of the most covered by recording artists since then. Now, in November 15, 1960, Etta James debuted her studio album, At Last, was released with her earthy and passionate vocals on full display. James became a crossover singing sensation. Many of her timeless songs were introduced on the album At Last, including Stormy Weather and A Sunday Kind of Love, and her signature tune, At Last. Now, James was born James Etta Hawkins on January 25th, 1938. She was born in Watts, Los Angeles, to a young teen mother and an absentee father who wasn't there. But despite her rough home life, James was a gospel singer, singing prodigy at the age of 5. And when she was 12, James moved with her mother to San Francisco and started a doo-wop group, the Creolettes. They gained fame performing the famous band leader, Johnny Otis. In 1955, James launched her solo career with her first hit single, The Wallflower. I gotta find that. And in 1960, her debut studio album on the famous Chicago recording label Chess Records was released. So At Last was done by Glenn Miller from a movie, which is why I always talk about you got to make great movies because you can pull songs from there. All right. We're going to jump to a track by Babyface, and then after that, we're going to take a commercial break and get ready for some more lifestyle and R&B.
Yeah. We started out the same grade. That kind of friendship never ends.
I hear that, and I start just my glasses fog up. I'd be like, "Where? How do you know? Pop, 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 I like that, man. I was singing that at karaoke, man, in 2 weeks. So I'm going to invite some of y'all down. You can come to karaoke and watch me and my gang cut up like Babyface. And don't say nothing when you have to clap. Yay! He is really good. Yeah. I would get all on my knees, man, and just have a water running down my face, man, blow my nose. Let me play this track before we take a break. And, man, I'm telling you, man, where will you go? No goddamn well. Mickey, do it. Mickey say, can't nobody.
There are times when I feel good and I'm
Yeah, buddy. Ain't nobody like Don S. McClure. I've been up and I've been down. I've had my feet knocked off the ground by somebody who just picked me up and threw me away. Oh, my God. We got some great music. We're going to take a quick break. That Mickey messed me up every time, man. I need a drink after that one. We'll be right back with more great music. And we got a track all the way from France that we're going to play after our little lifestyle in R&B. But I'm telling you, it's a swimsuit song. And if the guys ever see the video, they'll go crazy.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And tonight we're talking about lifestyle and R&B. Now, why do we say that? Because all the way back to 1941 and beyond and up till now, like the 1960 version of Atlas, the artists and the composers would take lifestyle situations and put them in the music. They would orchestrate it in such a way that it was more important to be a storyteller than just an entertainer. And a lot of people have missed that. The songs where the artist is delivering the message that was written by a songwriter, composer, or a lyricist, somebody that wanted to tell a story. And it was all involving lifestyle. Love found, love lost, love regained, love gone on about its business. Everything was involving your lifestyle, your day-to-day life. And in that, you could cut the radio on or put on a track, a CD, a cassette player. Or back in the day, when my brother was around, they had LPs and 45s. And that's what at last was on a 45 from Chess Records. So you see, lifestyle provides every genre information they can use. Authors use it, poetic writing, and especially R&B, you get to hear how the guy just cannot do without the young lady he's in love with. You get to hear the young lady cannot sleep. She can't breathe. She can't even think straight. She can't even cook the biscuits because she is wound up about that guy. And again, lifestyle. What is truly lifestyle? It's the basis for how you live every day. The ups and downs. The wins as well as the losses, the victories as well as the defeats. And you will find it in most R&B songs. B.B. King once wrote, "I like to live the life that I write about, that I sing about." Al Green, "Let's Stay Together," and "Love and Happiness Make You Do Right and Sometimes Make You Do Wrong." So I want you to think about that. Your lifestyle is in somebody's song. Your lifestyle is in somebody's message. The good as well as the bad, as well as the indifferent. See, a lot of times we only focus on the heartache rather than the joy of love. We focus in on losing rather than gaining that eternal flame that keeps us moving forward. So I want you to think about that. I want you to concentrate and say to yourself, lifestyle and R&B, it has a lot to do with your life. And once you look at that, you'll be able to say, hey, I understand that my lifestyle and my experiences is probably in somebody's song because it's real. I'm going to play this track by Kim called Heaven, and I want you to listen to the lyrics because it's deep. When I Fall in Love by Nat King Cole. Well, at least the version by Nat King Cole. But When I Fall in Love is a popular song. It was written by a guy named Victor Young. And Edward Heyman, he did the lyrics. Now, we're talking about lifestyles in R&B. It was introduced in the film 1 Minute to Zero, starring Jerry Southern, that sang on the first recording release in April 1952 with the song's composer, Victor Young, handling the arrangements and conducting. The song has become a standard with many artists recording it, but the first hit version was released in July 1952 on Columbia Records by Doris Day, who's singing a lot of those old movies. Day's recording was made on June 5th, 1952, and released in July by Columbia Records. And the catalog number was 39786. An issue with the flip side, Take Me in Your Arms. The song reached number 20 on the Billboard chart. And a 1996 recording by Natalie Cole, sung as a duet with her father, Nat King Cole, using vocals from his 1956 version that won a Grammy in 1996 for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals and Best Instrumental Arrangements with Accompanying Vocals. That means they took her father's voice, blended it with her voice, and they sang it together. And now you're going to hear the song by him only. Of course, later on, I came along and I sang it, and everybody just went crazy. Don, you sing that song? So let me play Nat King Cole. Oh, Don, man. Nat King Cole, 1956 version of When I Fall in Love.
Love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, be completely
or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with.
My heart, it will be completely. I like that, man. I like it. And I got a chance to see some of them old movies. You know, if you turn on TCM, and I saw Doris Day singing it in one of them classical old movies. And it was so romantic. I cried. I'm going to play the Reply to That by Jill Scott. It's called He Loves Me. And then I'm going to play the swimsuit song. Jill Scott, in answer to When I Fall in Love.
You love me, you're special, live different. Happily excited by your cologne, your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you school me, give me something to think about. You correct me, you
bless you. You're different and special in every way imaginable. You love me from my hair follicle to my toenails. You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and clean. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me, I can feel it.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on Friday. Tonight is Lifestyle and R&B. All right, we've got to play Attila, direct from France. And you can go on YouTube and look it up. and you will see G-E-L-M-E-S-E-N, Stefanito Rossi. And you'll see the swimsuit song. Now, it's for the guys, but the music is great. And all the girls got on swimsuits, and they're just amazing. So for the guys on a Friday night, watching a big screen, guys bucking out your head, and your wife slapped you upside your head, what you doing looking at that video? You tell that Don, I'm going to get him.
Nothing to me, nothing to you. Don't doubt your look, I'll do me, yeah. Virgen, Señor, Dios, léeme, yeah. Baja que el sangre me sende. Kim Cassidy, be sagani. My last 60, but too many. Guru, you got too many. Still sem, still messing there. Need to be there.
The swimsuit video. Stefanino Rossi from France, the swimsuit song. Oh man, that's deep. All right, let me get a track on for the ladies. Lifestyle and R&B. Kim, I can't stop loving you. So don't worry about that swimsuit video. Don't mean nothing.
Think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a wrap around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining. God was smiling on me, and love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't myself, and I can't get over you, no matter what I tell myself, baby. Never thought I'd ever love anyone else, and my weakness, I think about us. I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we had for our children. I think about us. And babe, I think about the way we laughed without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Ooh, baby, can't you? I can't stop loving you.
I can't stop loving you.
I can't help myself. And I can't get over you.
Get over you, babe.
No matter what I tell myself. I don't know why I think about us. I think about us. I think about us.
About it, you know you got it bad. I'ma play this next track, and she got it bad. See, man, when it get inside you, it just tear you up. You just can't take it. And Etta James said, "I'd rather go blind than not to see my baby. I'd rather lose my eyesight because I miss him." Oh man.
what you mean to me, babe. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free, no.
Go blind. Oh my God. Get a walking cane. Let me play Doc Powell, the Shoot Shoot song from our jazz selection on Wednesday. And we only got 20 more minutes to go. We're almost done. Man, lifestyle and R&B was our subject for tonight. Well, the lyrics are based on lifestyle and your experience.
Thank you.
track, Doc Five, the Shoop Shoop song. And again, when us writers are writing, we're actually talking seriously about emotions, feelings, and lifestyle. The great, the best, the good, and then sometimes the sad. But we always come back to the good. You got to remember that life is always boy meets girl, boy gets girl, boy loses girl for a little bit, but boy gets girl back. That's just the way it goes, man. We're going to play Vanessa Rubin from our last week tracks. It's Probably Me. That's a bad track. We got 17 more minutes. And then we're out where I can dig into lifestyle.
If the night turns cold and the sun hug yourself on the cold, cold ground. You wake the morning in a stranger's cold. No one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it. I hate to say it. But it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, and you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal, you search the city for your only friend. No one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? Solitary voice to speak out and set you free. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. Well, you're not the easiest person I ever got to know. Hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away. You only make me cry. If there's just one friend, just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
I hate to say it, it's hard to say it,
probably me. Well, I hate to say it.
Girl, Vanessa Rubin. Man, and it's probably me. Yeah, I'm probably hanging in there with you. I like that track. We're going to jump to a track by one of my favorite artists, Brenda Russell. You can't hide your heart from me. Why don't you stop? Stop trying to hide it. Hide it. Hide it. You can't hide it from me. All right, let me play this track by Brenda Russell. This has been a great night. Lifestyle in R&B.
Oh,
Oh, man, you can't hide. Hello, it's me. I like that track, man. That's just the track. I don't care what nobody say. Brenda Russell, Broken Cut. All right, let me get my last track on. And like Popping the Corn, it's been really good. And man, I'm going to take y'all on out of here. All right, one of my favorite songs is going to take us out. Where will you go, baby? Faith. Oh, man. Play it for me, baby. Baby Faith, nah, I mean, I like the song. All right, man. Let's get it on like Popping the Corn. Man, the people have stayed on all night with me, and I am so pleased with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
If we could get